Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Entine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday the 16th of June and ending on Sunday the 22nd of June. Well, this is the week that we have Mars shifting into Virgo. It'll happen on Tuesday the 17th at 4:35 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And there isn't a lot to say about this because, in a very unusual way, the only aspects Mars is going to be making, as it seems, at this point, is going to be received only by the Moon. And so that's just because, you know, it's not an aspect to planets in a way going forward, that it makes the aspect to them. Anyway, Mars in Virgo is going to take all the passion, all the motivation that Mars has and bring it to that Virgo place of wanting to get things ready, wanting to organize, wanting to perfect, wanting to analyze to see what needs to happen. Also, it is the sign of health. So there'll be more emphasis, perhaps, on the body and how that is organized and functioning and how it's working. And maybe, you know, sort of more analyzing of that area of your life will go on. It's also the sign of what we call our service or work in the world. And so there is activity there. It seems like it's just, you know, kind of early for activity and work because it's the summer. And a lot of people will be on vacation and, you know, not focusing the same way. But with Mars in Virgo, there will be reasons to. Right, so you'll see that happening or coming along. The house that Mars in Virgo is moving through in your chart will see a lot of action. So it depends on where it is. Really, there's more of that to look at in terms of where am I applying all this Mars energy of analyzing, or where is it being applied at me? By somebody I would rather didn't bother saying things like that. Mars is in Virgo going to fight about things like this. And so we will find that if one person thinks this is perfect and the other person thinks something else is okay, there will be cause for annoyance for Mars in Virgo. So that will be an issue that comes up, and criticism, pointed criticism, you know, the one that kind of really makes you want to yell back at the other person kind of criticism, would be more of a Mars way. But it's going to be absolutely demanding also on that level, demanding the perfection. So if you have people that work for you, or you're an employee and your fellow employees are also in this particular area of the chart, you may see some of that going on. You know, if it's your employee, you may be, you know, being very aware of any mistake that's happening and quick to say so. Whereas, you know, you may be watching or being at the brunt of other people around you quarreling over how to do something. So, you know, probably not the greatest place for Mars, but, you know, there's always pluses. And the plus with Mars in Virgo is that there is a passion for getting things done and getting things done right. And, you know, that's like kind of music to my ears a little bit, because sometimes I don't see a lot of that in certain places. And it would be great if they became more passionate about it. I think one of the things we're seeing in life now is a turnover of staff, a pretty constant turnover of staff. I'm not sure what that's all about. Maybe one of my listeners does know, and you could shoot me a little message and say, this is why. This is why when you go to a doctor's office, you're always having a different person do the intake. This is why, you know, when you go to pick up something at the drugstore, there's a different person in the window. I've never experienced that in life, it seemed. But people seem to be moving and moving and moving out and whatever. So that's going to be a feature also with Mars in Virgo. And we have Mars in Virgo until August 6th. So a lot of time. It doesn't retrograde, though. That's the good news. So then it'll go into Libra. So that's like fight for peace, which is kind of an interesting one also. But that's, we'll get into that in August. Okay, so I recorded a separate podcast for the summer solstice chart. Midsummer solstice is what I would really say when the sun enters Cancer, which happens on Friday the 20th, because it does show you the 3 months ahead until you get to the 0 degrees of the sign of Libra, which takes us into the fourth quarter phase of the solar year. So the darkest half of the year begins. So it's worthy of knowing what the atmosphere is going to be like for those months. So that's in a separate podcast. On Monday the 16th, we have come off a rather volatile weekend. Hopefully things have been contained and nothing too intense has gone on. On Monday, we've also coming off of the saving grace aspect, which is the moon in Aquarius, trine, sun in Gemini, the harmony of the lights, which was in on Sunday and now completes at 6:02 a.m. on Monday, Eastern Daylight Time. However, Aquarius moon is going to bring back some of the volatility, and that is because it will take a square energy to Uranus and Taurus at 12:18 p.m. Monday, and then oppose Mars and Leo. Those were the players. It was a Mars square Uranus. That was the potential powder keg. And now the moon opposes Mars and Leo, 1:31 p.m. So it's not an easy time to be out and about. It's not the best time to try to lay a definite plan because moon is going square Uranus, which is surprising changes. And so after about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when the moon enters Pisces exactly at 2:09 p.m. is when things open up and we start getting a good flow. The good flow begins with Pisces moon in the trine to Jupiter in Cancer. So we're really getting a little optimistic, and our also feelings, our really expansive feelings, are feeling compassion from someone. Somebody cares about how I feel, 5:01 p.m. And as Mars is entering Virgo on Tuesday at 4:35 a.m., we have the moon in Pisces in a sextile all the way through from 5:01 p.m. to 11:02 a.m. on Tuesday, and it's a sextile to Venus in Taurus. And this is a very creative energy, if you're into any of the creative arts, or if you're into creating something pleasant and enjoyable, this is a very good aspect for that. And maybe you have some luck with some purchases or financial conversations, and you may feel that it's an easy, soft energy, which is always nice. So that's on Tuesday until 11:02 a.m. And then the moon trines Mercury in Cancer until 8:09 p.m. And this is where the conversations come in, and, you know, what you're hearing or what you're expressing is also going to be mutually compatible, but also mutually supportive. 8:09 p.m., that's exact. So now we're going to have the moon go square, Pisces moon square the sun in Gemini, until 3:19 p.m. on Wednesday. So that's a long cycle of moon going towards the square and then completing it at 3:19 p.m. And so the inner sense of, you know, just reacting to the environment, the instincts, want to be sort of floaty and dreamy and, you know, feel feelings. And the sun in Gemini wants to be mentally focused and communicate. So it's not easy within, but it's also difficult if we get involved with other people, which we frequently do, while this energy is coming in. It's very different. And so at 3:19 p.m. it's over, and one of the things that the moon square sun does is give us the fourth quarter, when it's the waning moon in Pisces. So we're coming into the half moon, which is that time as we go from third to fourth where we say, okay, it's time to get those bills paid. It's time to clear my karma of such and such, and take a look at me and my life. How is it reflecting who I am now? I mean, hopefully we're always growing. Hopefully we're always changing. And now, does what I'm doing reflect me? So this is where we start to look at authenticity. And the moon will help you out, because the moon is going to sextile Uranus and Taurus until 5:34 p.m. And we can see what kind of changes have happened, but also what we might change about our values or how we deal with finance or anything in the mundane realm. Have we been in nature enough? How will that help us? And so that's the end of the Pisces transit. Moon is void of course now until it enters Aries at 7:08 p.m. And then, of course, we've got the challenges for the early Aries now, because the first thing will be the conjunction to Saturn at 9:38 p.m. So somebody doesn't want you to go as fast as you want to go or be in charge, or, you know, you may not have as much courage. There's some obstacle that's going on. And that can be very frustrating, which can also bring out Aries, quick views, anger in the moon particularly. It just happens. So be aware of that. The moon will square Jupiter until 10:46 p.m. when it's also exactly conjunct Neptune, 10:46 p.m. So, wow, you can be really out of reality in the way of you're overdoing, somebody else is overdoing, and you're visions are grandiose or, you know, that kind of thing, or very, very confused. We go into a Jupiter square to Neptune at 11:16 p.m. So it is difficult to really know, you know, maybe some of this is weather related, or, you know, just not having known that there was going to be a road closure and you were trying to get someplace and you didn't have time and blah, blah, blah. It's annoying, the moon in Aries. And then the Jupiter square to Neptune is like, what can I do to forget about all of this? You know, I just need to like get myself in another zone so I don't have to deal with any of it. 11:16 p.m. Meanwhile, the moon in Aries is going towards a sextile to Pluto in Aquarius until 12:57 a.m. on Thursday, the 19th, which is Juneteenth. Some people will be celebrating that occasion. And we're looking at things that have changed and how we can move forward in the future. We're reaching out to people who might be influencers that can help us move forward. 12:57 a.m. is the exact, but the moon will go square Mercury in Cancer. It'll take a while to get there. It won't get there until Friday at 6:32 a.m. Eastern. And that will be, you know, I don't have time for your complaining and your neediness, and just, I've got to get out of here. You know, I need to get to work. Boom, I'm gone. 6:32 a.m., the moon is out of there. Then we have surprisingly good aspect for most of the rest of the day, because moon in Aries got out there and is sextile the sun in Gemini until 9:49 p.m. So we've got adventures, conversations, wide-ranging conversations, and it's feeling good on the inner also. And then it's a void of course, moon in Aries. So it's not long after, like 9:53 p.m., just 4 minutes later, the moon enters Taurus. And here we have that zero Taurus moon and the sun entering Cancer, 10:42 p.m. It's actually 10:43 p.m. The book said 10:42, and I set up the chart. See, this is one of the great things about setting up the chart. It was still a 29 Gemini moon, but at 10:43 p.m., it was exactly 0:00. So that's what astrologers learn. You know, you always have to trust the chart more than anything else. So we've got this moon in Taurus, the sun in Cancer, and the first thing the moon is going to connect to is going to be the trine to Mars in Virgo. And it is a very good time, but it's late on the East Coast, to really work on your work, you know, and figure things out about how you want to organize things and, you know, deal with money and all kinds of stuff like that. The moon moves to a sextile to Jupiter in Cancer. And that comes in at 2:10 a.m. So the Mars trine, 1:29, the Jupiter sextile, 2:10. Well, I'll hopefully be sleeping, so maybe it'll be a nice dream. But if you're awake, which you could be on the West Coast, you're feeling good, and you're probably sneaking some ice cream or something before you go to bed. Jupiter, Cancer is one of the signs of ice cream, I'll just say, and Jupiter is expanding yourself a little, and the moon's in Taurus, loves food. So, well, before I go to sleep, you know. Anyway, the moon will go from that to a square to Pluto at 3:24 a.m. So then I'm happy I'm sleeping, because this is the kind of challenge that an argument will never settle. Never. Definitely not. Fixed signs. Pluto? No. No way. However, we're going to have another lovely day, Saturday the 21st, with the aspect being the moon in Taurus coming in toward Venus, which is its ruler in Taurus. It won't complete until 1:02 a.m. So if you can be in nature, that's a great day for nature. That's a great day to go get some wonderful lunch or dinner, maybe where you can sit outside in nature or something like that. But it is very positive. If you are in relationship, this is when you may want to take that relationship to the next level and get it more grounded. But it's, yeah, it is lovely, lovely to have that aspect. And then on Sunday, the 22nd, we have Mars sextile Jupiter, 6:32 a.m. So it's like, okay, everybody, let's get up and see if we can get something done before we have to go to church. Or, you know, everybody get in the kitchen and do what you're supposed to do and have it all ready so when we get home, you know, that kind of stuff. Moon in Taurus is sextile Mercury in Cancer until 1:44 p.m. So this is good family time, you know, and talking about things that need to be talked about, perhaps. So then we have, unfortunately, in the background, the Sun in Cancer going square Saturn in Aries, 2:36 p.m. So, you know, somebody really wants us to be very secure, okay? And they may be the authority in the moment. And so this is the block to, you know, like, well, we want to do it a different way. And we know that it can work. No, just let the sun take it for that time period, 2:36 p.m. And then the moon is going to join Uranus in Taurus, 9:50 p.m. Some change, some news, some excitement, and of course, a geophysical event could be. I mean, I just don't know. I think as we get closer to the end of Uranus and Taurus, the more it is that we're having upheavals, literally, in the Earth. So that's a time when we could be hearing about them and hopefully not experiencing one. 9:50 p.m. on Sunday. And just a little over an hour after this, the moon has been void, of course, we will get the moon enter Gemini at 10:57 p.m. And it won't complete, but there will be the sextiles now. At least finally, somebody is in the mental realm thinking about that Saturn and Aries energy and trying to give some information or get some information. That's the sextile that takes place at 1:33 a.m. on Monday the 23rd, and then the sextile to Neptune in Aries, which completes at 2:25 a.m. on Monday. So there's lots of visioning, positive ideals. And then Gemini moon trine the Pluto energy, 4:18 a.m. So we think we can figure some things out about the future, but zappo. Moon square Mars in Virgo, 4:26 a.m. But I have all these great ideas. Well, look, everything's fine the way it is, and we're just going to, like, follow this list that I wrote and, you know, that kind of thing. If you're awake, somewhere in the world, people are awake for this. And also the sun in the background is coming in sign Cancer to square Neptune in Aries for 29 a.m. And I'm taking you through that because, you know, those are the aspects that you will have in the sky literally on Monday. And the moon will be void, of course, after the square to Mars. So, but next week we'll have some things to talk about. And one of those things is the new moon in Cancer. It's at 4 degrees of Cancer, and it comes in the early morning of Wednesday, the 25th. And let's see what else. Oh, yes, Mercury enters Leo. And that's the sign where we're going to have our next retrograde. So we can realize that we're getting closer to that. And when we realize that, we can make the most of the remaining direct motion. You know, you want to get something started, get it started. You know, because if it's a new thing, it's going to meet a retrograde, but first a slowdown, right? And then a retrograde of Mercury. It actually gets a bit up into the sign, because it doesn't actually retrograde until the 18th of July. So you've got a couple of weeks of really direct motion, and then a week of slowing down, and then a retrograde. Okay? So we'll be talking about that again. And I am wishing you a good week, and I will say goodbye for now.